Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and is assistant to the worldwide promoter of the Dominican laity. Her preaching today is entitled, Listen.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they didn't have much soil, and they sprang up quickly since they had no depth of soil, but when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, nobody in their senses would ever ask me for advice on gardening or cultivating any kind of plant. But anyway, Jesus isn't setting himself up here as some sort of expert in agriculture, obviously. Though what he says about sowing seed is absolutely true, but as so often with what Jesus says, that's not the point. We tend, at least I tend, to focus on the last lot of seed and even indulge in a bit of self-congratulation. We're the good soil. The word of God isn't wasted on us. We tend to think smugly. But, you know, maybe we can look at the whole parable from a different point of view. What if each one of us thinks, I'm the sower? What if we think, I'm the one who's scattering the seed? If that's the case, we can reread the whole parable. The sower doesn't stop to examine the soil. He scatters the seed far and wide. He broadcasts it. That is exactly where we get the word broadcast. It's to cast, to throw something over a wide area. So, we don't analyze the quality of the listener when we try inadequately to talk about our faith, to broadcast what we believe, any more than, I don't know, the BBC or CNN or whatever company you like transmits only to people in their target audience. Which doesn't mean they don't have a target audience, but what matters is getting the message out, whether it's the political news or the weather forecast, or indeed the latest exploits of various popular personalities, actors or singers or sports people. Jesus himself didn't send the disciples ahead of him to do some sort of audience research. Thousands of people, and that's literally true, thousands of people turned up to hear him, and some of them were certainly far too superficial to get much benefit, and some of them had far too many other things on their minds, and some of them were doing a bit better but then got distracted. And then some of them listened. That listen is the first and the last word that Jesus says in this passage. And listening is far more than hearing. Listening is, yes, it's hearing, but it's hearing and understanding and bringing forth something as a result. I'm reminded of Meister Eckhart, our wonderful Dominican brother in the 14th century, who used to say to the Dominican nuns at intervals, "Nu merket," now pay attention, listen, listen up, take in what you hear, make it grow and bear fruit. Let anyone with ears listen, says Jesus, anyone. Feeble as we may be, we can use those blessed appendages, not just to hang our spectacles on or to decorate with earrings. We can use them for the purpose God had in mind for them when he gave them to us, to listen. And the result may not be 100% gain, but if it's 60 or 30 or even 20, it's still an awful lot better than nothing. So thank the Lord for giving us ears, and let's put them to good use.